Hello, everyone, and welcome to a mini episode of the Quick Blog podcast, a special preview of the third test already, which starts this weekend. One all after Australia won at Adelaide. We'll talk through the Gabba pitch, lots of green to it, but we'll see if that remains the case heading into Saturday. The predicted 11 for both teams, particularly India, and debates on social media whether Nathan Lyon should play. Touch on that, and also any other thoughts or predictions on the game. Nash, India fan, talk to me. How are you feeling ahead of the game? Has your thoughts changed at all since Adelaide? That was a pretty big defeat for India, but Australia did bounce back themselves after Perth. What are you thinking?
Look, I think with this Indian team, the last few months have been pretty tricky. It has been a bit unpredictable with the way they have played, the way they have picked the teams itself, and the way they have bounced back from losses. It happened against England after the first test loss, and it happened against Australia last year in the Border Gavaskar Trophy in India. And yeah, it's been it, although it did not happen against New Zealand, but
We know about that.
it's been really up and down following this Indian team. And like you said, we have a couple of points on the agenda. So, let's get the big thing out of the way first. Nathan Lyon, you touched on it. We were going to talk about it at the end, but I think the whole idea that he only won bowled one over in the Adelaide test, and hence he should he even play the Gabba test, is that whole conversation is just pointless to me. Nathan Lyon has really time and again shown what the value he brings to the Australian team, and I would love to get your thoughts, and I'm pretty sure they're on similar lines as well.
Yes, we disagreed on a few things last test, didn't we? But we agree on that one. Because just because it happens in one test doesn't mean it's going to happen in another. And just because, as well, that this Gabba pitch does look green a few days out from the test, you assume much of that grass will be trimmed off. And there's quite a bit of warm weather forecast throughout the test match. So you expect it to dry out, the green not to be there day two, day three. And you can't expect your top three to blow the opposition away all the time. Your top three bowlers, I mean. You're going to have to turn on a change of pace. And the late, great Shane Warne was always big on having spin in your attack no matter the conditions, because if you do need a bit of a change of pace, he enables you to do that. I do understand the argument because pace has been so good in this series and so strong, but conditions might require you throughout the game to bowl spin, because it's a 5-day game that you plan for, not just for day one or two.
Respectfully, I don't even understand the argument, to be honest, because yes, he bowled only one over, but that's not because of the pitch wasn't helpful or anything else. The Indian batters couldn't last long enough for Nathan Lyon to
Yeah,
have a go at
exactly.
them.
You can't expect that every game. You're right.
Exactly, and it's just funny because it's just making a mountain out of a molehill, and there's nothing absolutely that suggests that Nathan Lyon shouldn't play because, yes, I agree that India has had an upper hand of sorts in the last couple of series that Nathan Lyon played against them in Australia. So, for example, the 2021 series ended up only with 9 wickets. One short of
Correct.
400. So, yes, I agree with that. But we also have to remember Pujara was there, who has been a big factor. So that brings me to the pitch of Brisbane of Gabba that we are going to discuss, because it does look like there's a bit of grass on there. But let's
Yes.
not forget, it's like India churning out ranked earners, which blows back on them, because remember we got Bumrah in our arsenal. We got a
Of
fired up
course,
Siraj
yeah,
as well, who
definitely.
can be damaging on his given day.
For sure, and let's be real here. Australia still have some batting issues. Travis Head is the standout. Marnus got some runs, but there wasn't a whole lot else in Adelaide. McSweeney played well, to be fair, as well. But there's still question marks around Khawaja and Smith, and fingers crossed they'll do well. But yeah, you're right. India've got some good fast bowlers who can exploit the conditions as well. yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how the surface plays. I think there'll be some movement there on day one. It might not be easy, but then day two, day three might become a pretty decent surface. So if there's not too much damage done on day one in terms of wickets taken, you might see a test match going to the fourth day here, possibly, because it's very warm conditions at the Gabba. But you're right about the pitch. If it's very green and very difficult to bat on, we saw against South Africa a couple of years ago that green monster at the Gabba.
Yes.
I think it was rated poor or unsatisfactory. You know, South Africa took a lot of wickets there as well. And it was Travis Head in that game who played a key innings. But even chasing 50 on that pitch was very tough,
Yep.
or whatever it was, 30. We lost 4 wickets. So,
Yep.
yeah,
And look.
you've got to guard against an absolute monster of a surface. But I think so far the pitches in this series have been quite good. I think it's more so the batting on both sides have left a bit to be desired at times.
And look, to be honest, we have seen what Travis Head can do, but this whole idea that Travis Head is an informed batter is kind of falsely supported by the Indian bowler's inability to get him out. Because I say that because, hear me out, before the last 100 that he scored at Adelaide, his previous 100 was against West Indies early in January, and the 100 before that was in June
World
of
Test Championship final.
2023. Yes. So he has a period of innings where he couldn't even score a 50. So he's not, yes, he's India's nemesis, but he's in the dual route that we saw, for example, of 2021,
No,
where he's
look,
just
I
churning out
agree.
runs.
The runs last year were short for Travis Head. He didn't have a great summer last summer, so there is fact to that. But how are India going to get the better of him now? So, what would you like to
Exactly.
see more from the Indian bowlers and the think tank, the captain, the coach, the management, in terms of how to approach Travis Head?
Yep. And that's the thing, because that's the thing India has to look out for from a bowling point of view. Because if you go back and check Travis Head's career so far, he doesn't have a great record of backing up 100 with another big score. Just going through the stats, his last four hundreds after his last 400s or last 300s, it was 175 against West Indies in Adelaide in December 2022. The next score was 38, which was a not out though, but there's a couple of ducks after that. After the India 163 in the World Test Championship, there was 18 and a 50. So he, after the 119 against West Indies, there's a couple of ducks, a score of one. So he doesn't necessarily back up those hundreds with another 100. And
You're
there
holding
is,
some hope.
yes, exactly. I am holding some hope, because let's not forget, I'm hoping on Siraj as well, because that Adelaide test must have gotten him fired up. And last time he came at Gabba, he took a fiver as well. So Siraj is playing for his country, and he's an emotional cricketer. We all know
He
that.
is.
So expect him to come out all guns blazing, and maybe if the day is his, it could end up like Centurion earlier this year for South Africa.
You never know. Yeah, Siraj is a key bowler because you've got to support Bumrah, right? You can't have everything on him, and there's a fitness concern around Jasprit Bumrah at the moment, so you need the other bowlers stepping up. But with Travis Head, he's up against Rohit Sharma again, so that fills me with hope. So it's an interesting battle here because Travis Head scored a duck in his last three innings at the Gabba. He's been dismissed for a duck the last three times he's gone out to bat at the Gabba, but he's up against Rohit Sharma here. So he loves batting against teams with Rohit Sharma in it. Whether it's Mumbai Indians or India. So it'll be interesting, fascinating battle here. Different things competing against one another from that perspective. But yeah, I think, Steve Smith, massive game for him. I have a feeling he might do well in this game. I don't know, I've got a quiet feeling he might do well. Get a good score, fingers crossed. If he gets into his innings, gets a start, I think he might go on and get a good one. He'll be very aware of the deliveries coming into him on the stumps.
Yep,
He'll guard against that.
I'm getting myself ready to make that edit when he gets out for a low score. Just zoom in on
Oh
your
man.
face with that slow music.
Oh no. Oh, you don't want to do that to the viewers. Oh
that
no.
that
Yeah,
actually
but I get it.
brings that actually
I
brings
get
me
it.
to the next point, which is Australia's playing 11. Aside from if Hazelwood is fit, aside from that change, do you see any changes at all?
Nah, I don't see any other change. I expect Lyon to play and Hazel to come in for Boland. And it's not, yeah, I know it's not fair on Boland, but that's just the way it is, unfortunately. You know, Hazelwood, Stark, and Cummins, that's the trio. And nothing else. They'll stick with everything else. Yeah, and hope the batting really comes good again.
Well,
On to India's now. So India's got a few more questions.
yes.
Some talk Rohit could go back to opener. Would you like to see that? And do you think that'll happen? And also, who comes in for Harshit Rana? Because I don't think he'll play. And does Ashwin keep his spot? So a few questions there.
Look, there's two questions here. Like I said last time as well, there's things that should happen, and there's things
Yep.
that will happen.
Yep.
And you have to understand, obviously, there's a difference, but because the thing
Yep.
that should happen is KL Rahul and Jaiswal should keep opening for the rest of the series,
Yep.
and Rohit Sharma should bat at number six. The thing
Mm.
that will happen, according to me, my gut says, is Rohit Sharma will go back to open. But that doesn't mean KL Rahul gets dropped. Obviously, he gets
Yes.
dropped to number six. But that I think aside from that, the batting lineup stays the same. You got Nitish Kumar Reddy doing a wonderful. There were chats about dropping him, which I feel like
Really?
it's a bit of pointless exercise. And he's doing his job really well at the moment. The team management took a punt on Nitish Kumar Reddy at the start. I did not
Yep.
agree with giving him a debut at Perth, but he comes out. He has exceeded all the expectations with the bat. He averaged below 25 in first class, and he has been the top scorer for India in a few innings as well. So with the ball as well, he's not going to run through lineups. He's not going to be that bowler. Who just comes up and swings both ways or nips both ways and just runs through lineup. He's going to be a perfect support act, not keeping the runs in check, not giving away easy extras or easy boundaries, and he's done that so far with the wicket of Manas as well and Mitch Marsh as well in the first test. So I think he keeps
Yep.
support. Sundar, I think, could come back for Ashwin because the batting is so delicate at the moment. I think Sundar will strengthen that, and it's a shameful thing to say because Ashwin should play, but given how the batting is delicate, it is shameful to think that even Sundar has to do a job down the order if the top
What
order
about
has to miss.
Jadeja?
Yeah, Jadeja is a good option. Jadeja is a good option as well. Both between Sundar and Jadeja, either one could do the same job, pretty much. Both have the skills. Both, there's no better fielder than Jadeja in international cricket. And then, yeah, but Sundar is going to do the holding job as well, the same like Jadeja as well. So either Jadeja and or Sundar, not and Jadeja or Sundar, and then Akashdeep comes in for Harshit Rana. That's kind of a nippy candidate to sort of get the
Yep.
ball, even across the left-hander as well. And he could play that Shami role, coming from round the wicket to Khawaja and Alex Carey, who are left-handers. He bowls well to left-handers as well, so that's something to look forward to. And then obviously Jadeja, sorry, Bumrah and Siraj make up the playing 11.
Yeah, and I think they might lean with Sunda because he had a great test at the Gabba nearly 4 years ago now, the one, the deciding test in 2021. He hit a 62 and a 22 from memory, took three
Yeah,
for in the
he was
first
the
innings.
point
He
of
had a great
difference,
game.
yes. Yep.
He had a great game. So they might go with him, although, Jadeja is a very strong option. And I think he's probably the best bats out of the three, the best bat out of the three for sure. But it'll be interesting to see what they go with. It'll be
Yeah,
interesting to see what they
because I
go
think
with.
you have to remember Jadeja with the bat hasn't been in great form as well in recent times. He
True.
hasn't
But he's a class
really.
player.
Yeah, he is. I mean, look, he's going to do a good job if he gets the go. So either Jadeja or Sundar could be a great option at the Gabba
Yeah.
for India. But obviously,
Yeah.
a lot of the work rests upon Bumrah and Siraj. And look, I think last time I said if India bats first, 300, anything beyond 300 would be a great thing for Indian bowlers. And if India end up losing the toss, I would actually prefer that as well. Because that means
Not a bad idea, eh?
have a
Not a
go
bad
at
toss to
Australia
lose.
early. Yes, have a go at Australia early, get them under 200, so you have something, you have a target in mind. And then just focus on just keep batting and batting if you can.
And the pitch probably settles down after a little while
Exactly.
as well. It's not a bad shot. It's not, it might not be a bad toss to lose. I think we saw that in Adelaide. We saw that in Perth. Teams batting first have had bit of, struggle time. India have struggled batting first in this series, 150 and 180. The key difference being that final session in Perth on day one, where
Yes.
7 wickets, and then in Adelaide, Australia lost 1 wicket, and then we see how the match went. The key is the
And
21st plus 25, 30 overs. It's easier said than done, but you can get through those without too much damage. It sets the game up. And the second innings from India in Perth was that example. And then Adelaide for Australia, able to get a good score on the board because you set up that platform. It's not about going at 6, 7 and over. I think the quality of the bowling with a new ball is too good to expect the opposition to score at 5, 6 and over in the first 10 overs and get away to a fast start. The bowling is of a very high quality on pitches that have got something in them. So there's nothing wrong with putting your head down and letting as many balls go as possible and setting up the game and setting up the innings for your middle order to play off the back of.
absolutely. And one thing we haven't even discussed is the weather. It's going, the temperature has been sort of high 20s, early 30s throughout.
Feels hot. That usually
And
feels hotter than that in Brisbane,
yes,
though. Very humid.
with high humidity as well. So like 60% humidity,
Yeah.
70% humidity,
Swing around
which,
a bit.
yeah, but also I just checked the weather app, and it's supposed to rain all 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Again, it's the weather app, so we never know.
Yeah, I had a look at the Bureau of Meteorology.
Yeah.
What was it? The other day, and I think it was okay.
Well, right now
There's
it's
not.
in
There's
front
not.
of me and it says it's going to rain and sort of sunshine a bit, so it's going to be stop and start.
Yeah, so reading it now, Saturday it says 0 to 5 millimeters, any chance of rain 50%. Sunday 0 to 2 millimeters, any chance of rain 40%. I don't think there'll be too many issues. You might get the odd
Shower
delay
here or
or two.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing
But also
too
that
significant.
why I raised that is because that goes to my point about India batting second. This could be a not knowing how the pitch or the weather is going to play. Just bowl first, try and get Australia out for 200, and if Australia keep batting, I think let them bat. You know what I mean? Just
Yes,
let them bat.
try not get any try try not bat under or bat in the fading light. It's always a tricky time, isn't it? But yeah, that's probably means that KL Rahul again will be your option to open. He's shown good technique in this series. I know he missed out in Adelaide, but I think you're right. I wouldn't change that combination after just one game. Wait and see what happens. What's your prediction of this test? I think it's hard to predict. I mean, Australia have won one of the last 10 home red ball tests against India. Our last two wins have been with the pink ball. So we've got to step up. This
I'm
series
going
is far from
India.
over.
Let's go India. I'm going India.
You're going to go away from your 3-1 from the start of the series?
Yep. Let's just
I'll back.
throw it out there, see what
Let's
happens.
just throw it out there. Just go, do a madness, see what happens.
Yep.
I'll back my team, come on the Aussies. We'll see. We'll back up the Adelaide win with another.
I mean,
Then go 2-1.
it's funny. I'm still backing Australia. Not backing, but I still
Your head says,
thinking,
your Travis head says Australia. Yeah.
But of course, given how Australia have gone at the Gabba against West Indies, against India previously, so and looking
It's
at
not the fortress it was, wasn't it? Hey?
Travis Head's history of not backing up his hundreds with another big score, so yeah, there's lots to hope for.
Anything can happen. If you predict the result either way, there's definitely an argument for it. It's not something that's set in stone, is it? Like anything
That's
can happen.
cricket.
That's what
That's
makes it
cricket.
fascinating. We hope we can get some really good test cricket that lasts, I think, longer than 2.5 days. I'm hoping for that. But the main thing is that Australia win, of course. So we'll see what happens there. Thanks, Nash. Thanks to the listeners, the viewers. You can follow us on Crick Blog Pod on X and Instagram. We post a whole bunch of reels and stuff there from our episode. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your audio podcasts, and Crick Blog TV for the video version. So do check us out. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and may the best team win. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much.